ABC News.
American drug company Moderna says it'll apply today for emergency approval for its coronavirus vaccine in the United States and Europe. Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech have already applied and hope to secure approval in the US by the middle of the month. Both vaccines have shown an efficacy rate of about 95%. And Moderna CEO Stefan Bancel says the company will be ready to start distribution as soon as it gets the green light.
We have worked very closely with Operation Warp Speed. We should have up to 20 million doses by the end of the year. So as soon as we get approval, General Perna and his teams are going to get hold of a vaccine we have and start shipping it in the country. His goal is to vaccinate Americans within 24 hours from approval.
That's fast. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he hopes the leading COVID-19 vaccine candidates will be approved by regulators there before Christmas.
We have every reason now to be very hopeful that these vaccines really will turn the tide in the struggle against the disease and unlock not just this country, but unlock the whole of the world and give people finally a sense of relief and salvation.
Well, Catherine Bennett's the chair in epidemiology at Deakin University in Victoria.
Catherine Bennett, are you surprised at what seems to be extraordinary progress on the vaccine front?
Yes, pleasantly surprised, I must say. We've seen these are the final results coming in for Moderna now, confirming this 94% efficacy, and so that's great news. And while we were looking forward to results by the end of the year, it seems to have come even earlier, and certainly the approval process now is also working at rapid speed to keep up with this promise of having a vaccine by early next year.
Certainly is earlier than many experts were suggesting about 6 months ago. And this unprecedented speed is happening not just with one vaccine, but many. Why is this happening now?
Well, there's been a lot of investment, obviously, in trying to get as much of the trials underway as quickly as possible, as soon as a vaccine candidate achieved, success in a phase two trial, they were pushing into phase three. And unfortunately, we've had a situation with lots of people exposed to the virus as we've really moved strongly into a second wave globally, which gives you the opportunity, the silver lining to that is that you can in fact test our vaccine efficacy quite quickly because you've actually got a lot of people exposed and you can understand how the vaccine protects, but also you can enroll a lot of people in parallel in these trials, and that gives you the information you need on safety as well.
Can we be comfortable we have balanced risks with speed, that the process or safety standards are not being compromised?
Look, the agencies, particularly in Australia, will not approve vaccines unless they have satisfied their checks in terms of safety. So that is not being compromised here. And as these vaccines are rolled out around the world, there will be that follow-up of vaccine side effects as they're rolled out, as there is with every other vaccine, including our annual flu vaccine. So that's something that will be continued to be monitored. But at the same time, these, in most cases, these are very large-scale trials in multiple settings that have actually now demonstrated both efficacy and safety.
It's not just a fast process, but a successful one, it seems. Moderna claiming efficacy, as you say, or success levels of 94% or even 100%. For severe cases. How common is that? What are the typical levels of vaccine efficacy?
Look, early on we were talking about 60%. There's not many vaccines that achieve 90% or better efficacy. Measles is one, but it's certainly a really great asset to have highly efficacious vaccines because we don't know what a vaccine uptake is going to be like, and also it's going to take a while to roll these out, even if you've got good uptake in your community. So the higher the efficacy, the faster the impact this will have on what we call herd immunity and slowing the spread of the virus through the community. So it's a pleasant surprise to be seeing this, not just for these new tech vaccines like Moderna or like Pfizer, but also now AstraZeneca has promised, with their early look at least, at different dosages, that they might also be achieving higher efficacy rates than we thought initially, even though they're achieving 70% in their standard dosage. So it's a really good outcome to see good efficacious results, safe vaccines, and preventing against very severe infection.
So the process is clinical trials, regulatory authorization, manufacturing, and then distribution. Where might the challenges be from here?
So the different vaccines will have different requirements in terms of rolling them out and getting them to the point of delivery in communities. So the new tech mRNA vaccines, so that's the new Moderna one and Pfizer, can have different issues to some of the other standard vaccines. The Pfizer vaccine needs to be transported at minus 70 degrees and it can only be out of a minus 70 degrees freezer or dry ice situation for a defined period, 24 hours and only an hour or two in delivery of the vaccine itself. So there are going to be logistic exercises to be put in place, both in partnership with the companies producing these vaccines, but also the health infrastructure in countries, to actually get large doses out right through the community, but also to manage the cold chain, as we call it, to keep the vaccines effective.
We heard from the Moderna CEO there. His suggestion is that they want to, as soon as they get hold of a vaccine, they want to start shipping it in the country and ideally vaccinate people within 24 hours of approval. Is that realistic?
Yes, they've set up global deals that they will deliver to the US first. The vaccine approval process, in a lot of countries, that's been already started. So it's sitting in parallel with the trials. So it's almost in real time that they're actually evaluating the information as it comes in rather than having to wait for a lengthy process at the end of your trial. So the approval process itself is built into this planning to try and get these vaccines out very quickly. So I don't know how many people they'll vaccinate in the first 24 hours, but at the same time, they've certainly got plans in place for high-level production, and these new mRNA vaccines are more straightforward to produce than the other more traditional denatured virus or other vaccines. So, in fact, the production of these can be quite rapid, and as I said, it's really then managing the delivery to the point of vaccination.
The World Health Organization's top emergency expert says the world risks future pandemics if it suffers amnesia and doesn't learn from this current coronavirus crisis. Dr. Mike Ryan taking a swipe at developed nations, saying many countries have been running healthcare systems like low-cost airlines. Are you optimistic things may change after all of this?
I think this has to be a legacy of what we've been through. These sorts of episodes, pandemics in particular, find cracks in systems, particularly where resources have been pulled back. And that's the problem with health protection, public health systems. Often when things are running well, we don't realise how important that work is. So I think we're seeing that. We've certainly seen it in Victoria. We've now had a revamping of our whole hotel quarantine situation, but against a background where we're looking at our whole investment in health through the structure of our health department. So the scale of this, the breadth of this, the impacts that every country has had to deal with really do cause us to pause and think about where we're investing in public health and how well we are, in fact, set up for these pandemics.
Catherine Bennett, the Chair in Epidemiology at Deakin University in Victoria, welcoming the fast progress being made on the vaccine front, faster than perhaps we were expecting.